At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Audio Frontier.
Larsson. Oh, he's in! Henrik Larsson! That is sensational!
That's Lambert! Oh, what a way to settle it!
Nakamura!
It's Tom Rogic!
Xavi Zera! This is Tony Watt! He's done it! This is the stuff of legend!
This is Celtic Daft.
Welcome back to Celtic Daft. I am producer Ryan. Let's see if I remember how this works. I'm joined by my main man, Mr. Chris Toe. How are you doing, Chris?
What's Chris for playing again?
I think it's a Celtic Daft for playing.
Celtic Daft?
Aye. Yeah. I don't really remember what it is.
That's his name on movie podcast one, is it?
No, you don't want me on that, mate. I'm hopeless when it comes to movies. I'll be great at movies next week, mind you, when I go on the 18th of May to the cinema and turn my phone off. But that's a different story for a different day. I'll be class with movies then. So like I say, we're back together on Celtic Daft. It's been a while between Chris being busy, me being busy, and then about 10,000 Rangers v Celtic Dafts. We've not really had a chance to get together, mate, but we're here this week. It's been a good week for the Celtic, innit?
Let's be honest. it's been good to be a Celtic supporter, but you've got to look across the city and just doff their cap to them. Fair play, you know. I mean, they've done what they've done, but we've got on with our business. We've all but wrapped up the league. Unless we lose 5-0 twice and Rangers win 6-0 twice, then, you know, we're cut and dried. But that's not going to happen. We're going to go to Tannadice on Wednesday night and wrap it up. And then we're going to have a fucking party next weekend, mate. You better believe it.
100%, mate. We'll discuss the game at the weekend then, because this is the one that kind of, we'll say, cemented it for us, right? We know it's not mathematically done yet by the time this podcast goes out. You know, that'll be tomorrow night when we're away at Tannadice, like you say. But we got in the game at the weekend, mate, against Hearts. You know, third in the league, cemented that third spot. They're in a cup final against Rangers. They've been the best of the rest, as they say, this season. They're quite home and dry. What were you thinking going into this game against Hearts? For me, this was one of these ones where I was a wee bit nervous.
Nah.
Good into it. Nah, no you.
No at all, mate. Hearts, I can't remember the last time Hearts came to Parkhead and gave it a right good go. I know earlier on in the season when we beat them 3-2, right? Fair enough, but we still beat them. Right. It's been a long time since I've taken point phase at Parkhead, I believe. And they didn't even manage it last season, did they, when we were shite?
I don't think so, no.
Right, so on the main podcast, I said I thought Celtic would win 5-0. I wasn't far off. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Ellis Sims gets a goal. Hugh, by the way, I like that big guy. He's a good big player.
I was asking a few of the boys to sit next to me at the weekend. I was like, you know, he is on loan at Hearts from Everton. He gets a goal after 3 minutes. He's on loan for Everton. Everton, we think they're going to stay up now in the Premier League, which is something you don't want to hear with the poor.
No,
leagues.
No, it's Burnley that we want to go down. Smelly sure. Burnley.
So hopefully the smelly Burnley can go down. But, you know, Everton are looking likely they're going to stay in that league, which means they're going to need a player better than Ellis Sims. You know, from my point of view, they're going to spend a bit of money in the summer. So is he going to go back on loan again to Hearts? Or would you take him as a third choice? It's like,
mate.
No, I'm
going to
take him.
We're going into a Champions League, Ryan. Say we go into a Champions League, Kyogo and Jacko get injured. Are you happy going into a Champions League match with Ellis Sims up front?
But the thing with that is, though, who are you going to get of that level that's going to be happy to be third choice striker? That's the issue you've got. You know, you need to find somebody that's going to fit that third choice role and be happy with it, because someday we're not going to go and spend a fortune on somebody who's going to sit there and be third choice. Or even if somebody comes in and becomes second choice and has to put a fight with somebody else for that. You know what I mean? But it could be a lack of game time for somebody.
Aye, but is Ellis Sims going to be happy to come in and sit in third place? You know what I mean? The guy plays his football at Everton. He's came up to Scotland for game time, really, at Hearts. You know what I mean? So I could see him coming back up to Scotland on a loan or something like that. Maybe doesn't necessarily need to be with Hearts. It could be Aberdeen. It could be fucking Falkirk, John. It's, you know, he's a good player. He's definitely a good player. His goal in the semi-final was an absolute screamer. You know, that's something that we actually sorely lack, is somebody that will take the ball and just absolutely fucking rifle it right into the top corner. We don't really have anybody like that. You know, so I can see the point you're trying to make, but nah, I can't, with the exception of David Turnbull, I can't really remember the last time that we've signed somebody that's impressed in Scottish football that's come in and actually made a mark. So I don't think so. For me, that's a pass for me, mate.
Fair enough. Right, so like you said there, we're going into this game, a victory would all but cement the title for us, you know, barring a fucking catastrophic, like, was it capitulation? Is that the word? Aye, capitulation. I'm going to go with that.
Aye, that is the exact word. That's some good verbiage there. I don't even know if it's a verb, but we'll go for it.
Go with it anyway. We can get some words in English, maybe. Don't know all the fucking English language. Right, we go 1-0 down after 3 minutes. I was there at the game. It was a bit nervy. I don't know if it's his with the...
What was it you text me again, Ryan?
I said, that's why this isn't over yet, because it was 3 minutes in.
Would I text you 25 minutes later?
I took you 25 minutes to text you back.
I was performing at the fucking pavilion, young man. Give me a break.
Fair enough. My message I sent to you was basically, you know, I said, this is why it's not over yet, because we went to sleep there 3 minutes in this game, and We've seen a story before. We've seen teams like Hearts get that early goal and just camp in. You know, Dundee did it to us before. We struggled against them. I had that wee niggly feeling before the game. Then the goal went in, and I started to kind of worry a little bit. You know, it took us till what, 30 minutes before we got the equaliser back. After that, it was fine. You know, it was plain sailing, and that's when you text me like a big cocky bastard that you got it right. But, dies in my head, I mean. The finish for this one, it was quite a few shots before that. Craig Gordon pulled off some good saves. A good bit of work for Jota. You know, he noticed Keogh goes offside for it. He pings past him, cuts it across. There's Maeda, good tapping. I was going to say, mate, Dyson Maeda yesterday confirmed that that's him now a permanent signing for Celtic. We knew it was going to happen anyway because it was an obligation. But how important do you think this guy is going to be for us going forward?
I've never seen anybody that puts a shift in like this guy in my entire life. You know, the last person that I remember, and this is going back years and years, and a lot of the listeners hopefully will remember who I'm talking about. He's, well, they know who he is, you know what I mean? But Peter Grant used to run the full length of the pitch for 90 minutes, right? And see the shift that Maeda puts in, it's incredible. And he's a nuisance up front. He's good tracking back. He's good cover for whether it's Ralston or Juranovic or Taylor, whatever side he's on at the time. And I like that. I like swapping about with him and Jota as well, switching sides and stuff like that, because that then puts the other team on edge, you know. And it must be a nightmare, especially for goalkeepers. Right. Because if Dyson Maeda played against us, see that shit that we do in the box with Joe Hart and all that? Aye. He would track us down, and he would get a hat-trick of goals just after our goalie. Because I know I keep saying it, but my heart's in my mouth every time, Ryan. I don't understand why Ange's telling them to do it, because they're no very good at it, mate. Do you know what I mean? And I understand that why to play out for the back, but do it quicker. You know what I mean? But getting back to your original point, man, definitely 100%. Even if it wasn't an obligation to buy, I would be expecting Celtic to bring him in permanently, because You look at it, his returns are good. He gets a few assists. He's scored a few goals. He's scored his fair share of goals since he's came in. And I just enjoy watching him play. He's dead enthusiastic, and he seems like a great guy as well, even though he does look like a villain.
I bet he's your villain. He's your villain. And we'll be happy with it. No, but I agree. I when he first came in, I wasn't too sure of him. I liked what he gave, but when we were chopping him between the positions, between playing him up front and playing him out in the wing, I wasn't really seeing what he could do with it, that run of games. But since he's got this kind of left-hand side cemented as his, you've seen what he can do, man. You've seen the pressing. My mate mentioned something at the weekend where Kyogo was playing as well. He said the amount of times that them two switched as well between each other, you know, Kyogo would go out left, Maeda would come into the middle, and the defenders didn't know how to cope with it. Because the two of them are just charging, doing everything, going, and it's just great to see.
And my point that I make about Hatate is valid for Maeda as well. Maeda's played 18 months without a break. Mm-hmm. Do you imagine what he's going to be like after having a good rest and a decent pre-season on him? The guy's going to be a nightmare.
Running,
I'm telling you, man, he's going to be a nightmare for defences next season. Yeah. And you know what he is? He's the perfect sort of player for the Champions League. Perfect. So, fingers crossed, going forward, we see an even better version of him, but I'm delighted with what I've seen so far.
Perfect. So we get the second goal then, mate, 7 minutes later. Quite a contentious one. It's not contentious. It was a clear goal, right? The ball comes across, Jota headers it back across goal. There's Kyogo, header, over the line, by a mile, mate. Craig Gordon bumping his gums to the referee, screaming and shouting, saying that it was never over the line when it clearly was. Everybody's seen it, but have you heard Craig Gordon's comments today?
What did he say?
So, speaking to Edinburgh Evening News, Gordon said, "I think it's about a millimetre over the line. How the linesman from 40 yards away can see, can 100% know that that's over the line, I'm not entirely sure. We'll have to give him it as a good call." So, even when he's seen it and knows that it's over, apparently he's basically saying
a millimetre over the line, mate. It's a good 8 inches over the line.
It's a full ball. The full ball's over the line. That's a goal, mate.
I know, but the full ball needs to be over the line for it to be a goal line. So
that's what I mean. But but I'm saying the full ball is over the line clearly. Like, it's not
That's what I mean. I mean, there's a good 8 inches between the ball and the line.
Aye.
You know what I mean? And do you know Andy Walker? I know I've spoken about this fucking idea before, right? Now, I don't know what the qualifications are to be a commentator on Scottish football, but I'm assuming you need to just say everything anti-Celtic. You need to. The only people that don't do it are John Hartson and Chris Sutton, right?
What was it he said?
When the ball goes in, right, Andy Walker says just pretty much exactly what Craig Gordon said there, but he said, "I think the linesman's just guessed there." Now, that's bringing the game into disrepute. That's bringing the linesman into disrepute. So, is it any wonder that that guy's been banned for Ibrox and Parkhead? Do you know what I mean? He's a fucking idiot. Bottom line, the guy's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. And he brings nothing to the game. This is the guy who says that if you feel any contact in the box, you should go down, whether it's a foul or not. He's advocating cheating. Do you know what I mean? See, the sooner VAR comes in, the better. Honestly, right. The sooner it comes in, the better. Because it will shut these fucking idiots up.
That's the thing. You're not looking at what Gordon said. It's like he's admitting that it was over the line, but then saying the linesman's guessed it. And you're like, but mate, the linesman was right. Like, the linesman was right. Mm-hmm. The linesman obviously seen it. You know what I mean? Why would you even try to, like you say, bring it to disrepute? It's a load of nonsense. But I just find it really funny. You know, my mate said to me the other day, he went, "Craig Gordon's got to be the worst guy that's ever left Celtic, and he's including Mo Johnson in that."
I don't know. Fucking Andy Walker's got a good fucking shout for him.
Well, aye, true. Right, so we're going at halftime, mate, 2-1, a bit more comfortable, a bit more relaxed. We kind of take charge of the game at this point. 69 minutes, we get a third goal that just kind of settles it completely for us. You know, we always had that wee lingering thing where it could potentially go to 2 each, but the ball across for Greg Taylor, and who's at the back post? Big sexy boy Matt O'Reilly brings it down. Great finish, wasn't it?
It was a great goal. Mm-hmm. It was a great goal from start to finish. O'Reilly is somebody who's just slotted in perfectly for East Kingman. I've been really impressed with him. I really have. He's adding goals now as well, which is obviously a bonus. He reminds me a lot of...
Remember when Rogic first came into Celtic and he was having that... Maybe actually, that's a lie, not when he first came in. See, like, a couple of seasons ago when he was, like, became a new man again and he was unbelievable. He's reminded me a bit like that. He's that kind of player where he'll pick the ball up and he can make them wee turns.
Yep.
And he's everywhere across the pitch. I think he's brilliant, mate. I really do.
It reminds me of Stefan Johansson.
Aye.
And hopefully he sees Celtic. He doesn't see Celtic as a stepping stone, because I think he's a very ambitious boy for what I've read. He left Fulham where he could have been content to sit there and go back up to the Premier League. All right. He's going to be sitting on the bench, or maybe not even making the squad, but he's going to be earning a lot of money. He took a huge wage drop to go down to MK Dons to get first team football and prove how good a player he was. And then that got him a move to Celtic, and now next year he's going to be playing in the Champions League. So I hope he's here for the long haul, because I think he's the exact type of player that Celtic fans love to watch. You know what I mean? I hate this phrase, but, and Stephen's used it before, talking about Tom Rogic, but he is a bit of a Rolls Royce player. Mm-hmm. You know, his passing's incredible. His pass to Jota at the start of that move was great. And then he's on the end of it as well. You know what I mean? He starts the move and he finishes it. And it's a great finish as well. Craig Gordon's maybe not covered himself in glory for it, right? But still, for the angle that he was at, it was a great finish, and he did relieve the nerves. You're right, there is that wee bit of nervousness. Mm-hmm. There always is when it's 2-1, you know. But I enjoy watching him play. He's a player that really, he gets the fans going as well, and he's got a mm-hmm. great eye for a pass, you know. So, and he's set pieces as well. His set pieces are pretty good. He's good for a dead ball. So fingers crossed we see more for him as well going forward. But I'm just fucking loving it now, Ryan. Just watching them. I know obviously we drew with Rangers and they put us out of the cup as well. But watching Celtic just now is, remember at the start of the season I said I wasn't expecting anything. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to enjoy it as it happened. But also I'd say at the start of the season that I thought they would prove to be the better team over the length of the season, and I backed us to win the league, even after Rangers had beat us at Ibrox as well. So mm-hmm. they've proven me right, and it's just been a fucking joy to watch them this year, man. And I cannot wait to see who he brings in next season, because from what I've been told and from what I've read is he tends to be amazing in his first season. Big Ange, amazing in his first season, and he struggles in the second season. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen. I don't see it happening. I just see him going from strength to strength, and I cannot wait to see what happens next year.
I think with the resources he's had at the clubs previously, you can kind of expect that, you know, the first season bounce when he comes in, and then probably kind of evens itself out the next season, and it's a wee bit shite. You know, we see that with the seasons he had in Japan, but the resources he's got at Celtic, he's going to be one of two. You know, he's going to be one of two. He's going to have the money to spend on the players that he wants to bring in. I don't think that's going to have the same kind of doomsday thing that he would have had before. You know, I feel like him, like you say, mate. Like we sat on the main podcast. I remember it, mate, 4 years sitting there discussing the season, discussing Ange coming in. And it's when you get the piss taken at you for your ethos comment about him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all that stuff. We've seen all the videos doing the rounds recently about what people said at the time when he came in, and Alan Brazil saying, "Who's this guy?" and whatever. Like, that club's been doing the rounds this week as well, because we've now technically won the league, you know, and it's the turnaround that we've had, mate. This is a transition season for us. And to go from where we were, they made the point in the sports scene the other night, to go from where we were 12 months ago, you know, 25 points behind Rangers at that point, to now being six ahead of them at this time of the year. It's tremendous, mate. It really is tremendous. And like you say, it's great to see. It's great to be back in that position again, back in top of the league, back looking down the Rangers. It's great.
Well, like I said, you know, going all the way back to the start of the season, I would have been happy if Ange was still in charge at the start of next season. I would have seen it as a success. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe people wouldn't have seen that as a success because you're either first or you're last. You know what I mean? That's the way that a lot of fans look at it. But to see what he's done, how we've lost near enough a full first team. You know what I mean? We've lost a lot of players, a lot of right good players, lost a lot of influential players. We've had Bruni away, we've had Ayer away, Griffiths maybe wasn't. But what he had done for Celtic in the past, you know, he was
Edward and Christie as well, mate. You know,
Edward and Christie, leaving. Yeah, and you know, it's like those were five immediate first team picks. Mm. You know, so for him to be able to come in, he's had to address the goalkeeping situation. He's had to address the losing. We lost Frimpong. Aye, all right, that was in January. But we lost Frimpong, and we never replaced him. You know, we had Shane Duffy come in. We had Laxalt come in, and we had John Joe Kenny come in. And all of them have left as well, who were all first team regulars as well. You know what I mean? So there's been a lot of players left that have had to be replaced. Now, they won't, with the exception of Maeda, I would probably say, and Joe Hart. Now, you can say what you want about McCarthy. He's hardly played a minute for Celtic if he's come in. Yeah. Right? Maeda and Hart are really the only two players that anybody would have ever heard of the players that were signed. Would you not agree?
I'd say so.
Right, so he's went and he's brought in Jota, who hit the ground running straight away. He's brought in Kyogo, who's been a revelation when he's not been injured. He brought in Juranovic, who has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's got the best out of players that were there as well. He's brought in Starfield and Carter Vickers, who Starfield, it took him a while to get going, but him and Carter Vickers have struck up a tremendous partnership. And that four at the back, Juranovic, Carter Vickers, Starfield and Taylor are the best defence in the league. You know what I mean? No matter what way you look at it, they've conceded the least goals. They're the best defence in the league. There's no two ways about it. Right? And it's to see what he's done. Aye, alright, we've maybe spent more than any other team, but what you need to take into account is the fact that net were something like 15 million in profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
with the players that went out, I think I seen something, we got in something like 30 million in players and we only spent like 25 just in player sales. So then you've got other things on top of that as well. So actually we're up in player sales alone.
Right.
You know, and for what we've brought in, like you said, mate, like everywhere, Kyogo, Maeda, Giakoumakis, Jota, Carter Vickers on loan, Juranovic, Starfelt,
Hatate,
O'Reilly. You know, the players that we've brought in, mate, it has been phenomenal.
There really hasn't been any flops. And you can
only one you could say is Gucci.
He's not been a flop because he's not played.
No, that's what I mean. That's the only one you could say, you know, because he kind of get in the team. But
you can't call him a flop without having seen him, really. You know what I mean? That's the point I'm trying to make. So what he's done, like I said, he's got better resources than most every other team in the league. But he's had to rip out a full team and build a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see if you've done that. Look at Man United. They're going to have to do that this summer. If Ten Hag does what Ange Postecoglou's done at Celtic, he'll be getting lauded throughout the world for it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how much Man United spend. He will be the man that saved Man United. Now, they need, I realise that Ange's won all the manager awards and stuff like that. But it's time he started getting a wee bit more respect on his name for other areas. You know what I mean? Micah Richards come out and says what he's done is tremendous. But he's not getting any praise for anywhere else, because Scottish football is still a backwater to all these people. But I think he's, the job he's done is absolutely outstanding, man. It really is.
I agree. One other wee question then I want to say, we'll go back to the game briefly. So right in the 90th minute, big one touch man finally gets his goal in this game, as there after coming on. Jackie Mackis only scores with one touches. I seen a tweet, mate. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. I sent it to my pals as well. Somebody put on a photo of Jackie Mackis and they said, is it controversial to say that he's our best striker? I wanted to ask you about this, because I can't make my mind up. My initial thought was, no, it's still Kyogo.
No, but I would agree. Striker, yes. Forward, no.
Okay, fair point. Yeah.
Striker, yes, forward, no, because Kyogo, as a forward, as an all-round forward, is miles ahead of Jackie Mackis. Miles ahead, right? But what you said, ball into the box, one touch, it's a goal. You know, yeah. even going back to the game against, who was it? He's come on and he's, Jota scored. It was, ball's come off the bar and Jota's put it in. Who was it? Quite recently.
Ross County,
that's the one. And he's there. He's always there or thereabouts. You know what I mean? He's a penalty box poacher. And he's a bit Chris Boydie, if you ask me. You know what I mean? He's a bit Chris Boydie. He's Johnny on the spot. He's there. He puts the ball comes into him, one touch goal. Now, give him the ball 25 yards for goal and tell him to beat a defender and put it in the top corner. It's not happening.
He'll fly at his own feet.
Exactly. But he's a great poacher. He really is. So I would agree with that. I would say he's the best striker we've got, but he's nowhere near the best forward that we've got.
It's Nakamura. It's a
So before we kind of wrap this up, mate, we're going on tomorrow night, like we've said, Dundee United away, a chance to wrap up the title, and then Motherwell on Saturday for Trophy Day. What are you thinking of going into this Dundee United game? I've got the feeling that this could be potentially an absolute doing because of everything that's kind of hanging on it, and it's the game that's going to cement into the league. Dundee United, I watched a bit of them at the weekend against Rangers. They weren't good at all. They were hopeless.
Nah.
And we are now, you know, we're kind of hitting that form again after the kind of wee results we had against Rangers and stuff like that as well, where we didn't really play at our best. We got a bit of form at the weekend against Hearts. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? Is this going to be a doing for United?
They never put up much a fight against us at Tannadice the last time. That was the time when Dumble flicked the ball over the goalie and went to put the ball into the net, kicked the ground, the ball hit his knee and he nearly fucking, remember? nearly dislocated his own knee, aye. It was a great performance. Traditionally, Tannadice is usually quite a hard place to go. So, I don't know. It really all depends, again, what Celtic turns up. That's what it is. If Celtic win there, like you say, this is us. Even if we draw the game, well, we're still going to be champions. But you want to do it with a wee bit of panache. You want to do it, put the cherry on top of the cake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't think Ange's going to let them go in there thinking that it's done and dusted, because until it's mathematically impossible, then you don't celebrate anything. And the only thing is, it's a bit of a gutter that it's not at home. That's the only thing.
I mean, I was there at the weekend. Anybody listening who was there as well would tell you, kind of was like that at the weekend, because I said to my mates, when the team were going round and the music was on, it was definitely like a party atmosphere. Like, we all know what's just happened. We all know we've pretty much won the league now with that result. You know, barring a catastrophe, like I said earlier on. but that atmosphere was there. I see a wee bit of different emotions for Ange that doesn't really show either. So he always lets the team go and do the lap honour first, and he kind of like waits behind him and does his own one. But it was a bit more of a bit of emotion for him going around, and it was kind of just G'ing up the crowd as well, and it was like a big smile on his face, which he's he doesn't normally have a massive smile on his face. He kind of is a wee bit reserved, but even he knew at that point, he was like, this is fucking amazing.
Motherwell will be like fucking the old Resurrection raves. You know what I mean? It'll be proper party time, like back in the day when Stephen Martin Neal won the first league when he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, fucking hell, man. That was unreal. See that? That was a proper party that day. It was tremendous. And when Wim Janssen stopped to 10, but that was... The full stadium wasn't built yet and everything like that, and it was all about... Everybody ran onto the pitch and all that. You can't have that nowadays, do you know what I mean? So,
Aye. That's
the Motherwell game, the trophy day, that'll be a big party. That really will be a big party, and I cannot wait.
I think, like we said earlier on, mate, discussing it, I think when I see Celtic lifting that trophy next Saturday, it's going to be, it'll be emotional, that one, because everything that we went through last year, like we said, we sat on this podcast last year, not really knowing what the fuck was happening. You know, we sat going, how has this happened to us? You know, we were going for 10 in a row last year, and we ended up 25 points behind Rangers.
Aye.
You know, I know, to see the turnaround and get back to where we know we should be, you know, that's where we should be. We should be tapping the league. We should be the ones winning these titles.
You know what it's like, but as well, Ryan, there's been so much that has happened in the last 2 years to everybody, but you and I both personally, this will be the first one that with our dads.
Aye,
you know
exactly.
I mean? And it will be emotional, you know what I mean? It definitely will be, because they've been by our side for every championship that we've won since we've been kids. So it is going to be emotional. So, you know, everybody will take a wee second and, you know, just appreciate it, because we know now that it doesn't come every year. You know what I mean? It doesn't come every year. And I think we were all quite guilty taking it for granted for a long time. So, you know, it's time and especially how much the Rangers fans rubbed it in, you know what I mean? And fair play to them. If we were on the other end there, then we would have done the same, you know what I mean? We would have done the same. So everybody that's listening to this, it's a Celtic fan, enjoy this. Enjoy it and make sure that you enjoy it, because it doesn't come every year. And Rangers are stronger now than they've been for a decade, so... You know, there's going to be closer title races every year, and don't take anything for granted. And remember, you're a Celtic fan for a reason. Act like a Celtic fan.
I was emotional, mate. I feel like I'm getting emotional now.
There we go.
I may need to clip this off and just keep it in my phone. Just a tall motivational speech. Like you said, mate, talking about our dads there, I will say, though, I've still not forgiven my dad for fucking the 10. That was the one thing I asked him. He's feeling like, I was like, deliver as a tender, and he never done it, so I've had words with him, but we'll let him away, mate. he's got us this one, mate. Right, mate, we will wrap that up there. We'll be back next week. Fancy a wee title party next week, mate? Will we get some patrons on, get some fans on?
Get some patrons on, get some fans on, have a couple of canapes, maybe a wee cheeky beer.
It's got to be the Fosters, mate, innit?
Why don't we do one on Wednesday night?
Do you know what, mate? Aye, let's do that. At 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock, be there. Right, thank you very much for listening. Remember, if you want to become a patron, go on that show with us. Just sign up, patreon.com/footballdaft. If you do sign up, we will post a link for the Discord group. As well, as good chat in Discord, Chris, isn't it?
Aye. Everybody gets on quite well on it, don't they? There's not really any digs or anything like that. There's obviously the Sound of Silence has made an appearance this week.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Producer John. Yeah,
aye. Well, I just need to pull you up a wee bit for that, mate, because the message you sent me was scathing.
You're fucking right. It was scathing. I thought it was you that had done it.
Thought it was me. Think I'd do it to you, mate. Think I would do it to you.
I should have known better, bro. Exactly. Anyway, listen. Let's not argue. It's a happy week for us. It's party week. It's champion week. It's title week.
Yeah.
So, what are we signing off with now?
We're on top of the league, looking down on the Rangers.
You gonna put it on? No, I'm gonna go for something else here.
Oh yeah, yeah, better song.
Charlie and the Boys. No. Hold on. I think we'll go for this one.
Time after time. After my sentence. But committed no crime. And bad mistakes.
Somebody's phoned me. Oh, you couldn't write that. You could not write that.
Right. And on that note, hail, hail. See you later on. Audio Frontier.